This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9, live from the LTU Pride Festival, La Trobe University, Bundoora.
Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs, in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the LA Program.
We're live from La Trobe, you're on Joy 94.9. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, you're here with Grace and Jace for LTU Pride Day. Hi Jace, how you going?
Hello Grace, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it, Grace and Jace?
Grace and Jace, it can be our new show. Tuesday mornings with Grace and Jace from LTU Pride.
I did do a drive show at one point with Trace and Jace, so that would be a nice evolution.
Yeah, it would, definitely. Coming up, we've got a huge hour here, guys. If you are at La Trobe, come down and have a chat with us. We're just at the Agora Theatre. We're going to be chatting with the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Switchboard, Dr. Corinne Manning as well, who's the Director of Diversity and Inclusion. Heaps more coming up this hour as well. Lots of people to talk to and some amazing songs coming up as well down here. So come say hi.
And isn't it a fantastic day for it? We're very lucky, I think, at the peak of today, it's going to be about 24, 25. The sun is out over La Trobe, Bundoora.
It is a beautiful autumn day today. Thank you, Melbourne, for putting on this amazing weather. You are a bit unpredictable this week, but today is lovely.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Grace, coming to you live from La Trobe today for LTU Pride Day. I'm here with the GLLOs, the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers. I've got Gab and Richard and Russell. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Grace. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Good, thank you. So just tell me a little bit, what is the role of the GLLOs?
Well, it's a contact point for anybody in the community that wants to speak to the police about something, who is looking for someone that they can be confident about talking to, someone that's approachable, friendly, and will keep their confidence.
Yeah, so an extremely important role that you guys have. So how many years have you guys been coming down here to the LTU Pride event?
Well, I've been doing this role for 8 years, and I know Joy's been here for 6. So I would have to think I've probably been coming for about 6 years.
Wow, 8 years.
Yeah.
How's this year different?
Well, I think I haven't been aware in previous years about the theme of Pride Week, and I'm sure there probably was one, but given that the theme for this year...
It's Mind Your Language.
Yeah, Mind Your Language. It's really important for the community members to know that we've got to be careful about what we say and the language that we use, because if your language is offensive... you can be charged, you can be given a penalty notice for using offensive language if it's offended the person who you've said that to or the people around that person. And that's a $300 fine.
Wow, definitely. Especially with social media these days, you do have to be very aware of what you're writing, what you're saying, the language that you are using, making sure you are inclusive of everybody and using appropriate language.
Yeah, and bullying comes into that too, and that can be quite a serious offence.
Yeah, definitely. And so what brings you guys back to La Trobe today?
Well, this is my first time here, Grace. It's something that, working at Reservoir Police Station where we are, Russell and I, that's something we'd consider coming to every year. We just want to promote ourselves to the people here and let them know that we're approachable, friendly people, and we just want to participate in the event.
Local GLOs at various police stations around the state, and as Richard was saying, he's a sergeant at Reservoir Police Station, and he's just become a GLO in the last few months. I think late last year he became a GLO.
And you're brand
right.
new.
Yeah,
that's
very
right.
brand spanking new. And we've got another GLO here, Kath Barrett. She's from Preston, so there's a lot of local GLOs that work in the community. And around this university as well. So I guess if you need to contact a GLO or need to speak to the police, you just walk into your local police station and say, hey, is there a GLO available for us to talk to?
Yes, is that the best way to contact you guys, just walking into your local police station?
Sure, you can do that or give us a call at the police station directly.
And there's a list of GLOs on the Victoria Police website, so just type in GAY or GLLO, and there's a list of where we are all around the state. There's probably around about 120 of us now.
Oh, cool. So why is it important to have that GLO present at LTU Pride?
Well, I guess a lot of people don't know that GLOs exist. We have a number of specialised police within Victoria Police that link into various communities. So LGBTI community is one of them. We've got multicultural liaison officers as well. We've got victims officers. We've got youth resource officers. So I guess coming here today is to show that the community at La Trobe and the wider community that there are gay and lesbian liaison officers, and just to let people know that we're there to assist with any questions they might have in relation to homophobic or transphobic crime.
Definitely. So thank you so much for coming and having a chat with me today, guys. Definitely hope to see you back next year as well.
We certainly
pleasure.
Will be.
You're live from La Trobe with Grace. You're on Joy 94.9. We're live from La Trobe on Joy. You're with Grace. Joy 94.9. LTU Pride Day today. That was Wild Emotions. Asta, a brand new single from those guys there. As you can hear in the background, we've got some bagpipes playing
here.
How good
is it?
What an amazing sound.
More to come. You are on Joy 94.9, live from La Trobe.
From La Trobe Uni for LTU Pride Week, you're on Joy 94.9 with Grace and Jace. That was Vassie and Tim Myers in the sun.
Yes, and it is a fantastic day down here, Grace, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. The sun is out. It's nice and warm, but not too hot.
No.
We've got our sun cream here to slip, slop, slap. We're doing all right. And look, it is really just an incredibly uplifting day to be a part of, and we are just eternally grateful that La Trobe like to have us here on this day each year. I think now we've been at the event for about 6 years running. It's fantastic that Devorah and the rest of the crew here allow us to be a part of this great event, and we are very thankful for the support that La Trobe give to Joy, because we desperately need the support of our sponsors to help keep us on air. And what great sponsors to have to support us and get us down here on the day and to be a part of all the action.
Yeah, definitely. It's such an amazing day to be a part of. It is my first time down here, which is such an incredible experience. Have you been down here a few times, Jay?
Well, I've been down here a couple of times, but not for the actual broadcast. So this is the first time I've been here for a live broadcast. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, me too.
And we've got some great things coming up. We'll be speaking to Dr. Corinne Manning, the Deputy Director of Diversity and Inclusion, in a moment. So hit that switch, Josh. We're going to another track. What are we going to hear, Grace?
We've got Rocket Radio Inc. You're on Joy 94.9 LTU Pride Week. Coming live from La Trobe.
Joy. Joy. 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 live from La Trobe Uni for LTU Pride Day. I've got Emily from Switchboard here. It is Grace and Jace chatting with you. How are you, Emily?
I'm really well, thank you, Grace.
Lovely to be down here with you. So just tell me a little bit about Switchboard. How long have you guys been around for?
So this year is actually our 25th anniversary.
Wow.
Which is very
25
exciting.
25 years.
Yeah.
The same age as me.
And me, funnily enough.
Fantastic.
So I'm very excited to have two birthday parties this year, one for myself and one for Switchboard. So, yeah, looking forward to that celebration, I think, coming up in June.
Perfect. And there are many phone counselling services out there, so how is Switchboard different to the other phone counselling services that we do have here?
So Switchboard is a telephone and web counselling and information and support service specifically for the LGBTIQ community. And it is also a peer-based telephone and web counselling service. So all of our volunteer telephone counsellors are identify as members of the LGBTIQ community.
Cool. So you're speaking with someone that is your peer. You are the same as them. They're inclusive of who you are, and they are the same person as you, essentially, which is great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they fully trained, though? Will they know how to help if they do answer a call?
Absolutely. So all of our volunteers undergo 6 weeks of rather intensive training. So they are prepared for any kind of call that might come in, or web chat inquiry, whether that is just somebody wanting to connect and tell our volunteers, you know, what they did throughout the day, or whether it's something that is slightly more concerning for the caller. Our volunteers are trained to cover any topic.
Emily, can I ask you, so you said web chat, do you have live web chat on the website?
We do indeed.
Really?
We do indeed.
So if you don't feel particularly comfortable about actually calling, you know, for whatever the reason, you can be in a more comfortable space there, and more like you're on Facebook just having a chat to a friend.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Right. Exactly right. And you can also email if that is of preference too.
We've still got Emily with us from Switchboard, who have been around for 25 years here at La Trobe University. And can I ask you, what kind of operating hours are there for Switchboard? So when can someone call in or web chat?
Absolutely. So our operating hours are from 3 p.m. until 12 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Perfect. And if you want to volunteer for Switchboard, how can you do that? Can anyone just volunteer?
Absolutely. So if you are able to access email us at volunteering@ switchboard.org.au, and I can assist you in applying to become a volunteer telephone counsellor.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Emily. It's been really nice having you down here today at LTU Pride Week.
Thank you so much for having me.
And happy 25th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Grace and Jace, live from Latrobe Uni for LTU Pride. We've got Restart with Sam Smith coming up.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Grace on Joy 94.9 live from Latrobe Uni for LTU Pride Week. I've got here with me Corinne Manning and Lil Kennedy having a chat with us. Hi ladies, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So Lil, just give me a rundown. You're the Senior Project Coordinator for Health and Wellbeing Initiative. So what is your project about and why is it being developed?
Yeah, we've got a project called Respect at Latrobe, and really it's about maintaining and fostering a culture of respect for the Latrobe community. But what we really feel passionately about is that all staff and students, regardless of any differences, be it sexual identity, gender identity, race, culture, abilities, feel safe, respected and supported at Latrobe. And we want to embed that culture within the community. And as you're probably aware, Latrobe is a proud tradition of being a diverse and inclusive community, but we want to kind of really build that up.
Definitely. And respect is such a huge thing these days, and it should just be something that is just natural. It shouldn't be something that we are having to work out, but it's such an amazing thing that you guys are doing down here at Pride Week. So the theme this year for Pride is Mind Your Language. Why do you think language is relevant to your project?
I think language in general is a very powerful thing, but unfortunately it can get, you know, misused. And if people, you know, language can be used in a really negative way in terms of putting people down, making people feel intimidated, and it's a very subtle way of really being abusive or employing bullying tactics. So the more we can do to counteract that within the university, and one of the things we're trying to do within this project is actually provide training for our student leaders so they can be the role models and actually tackle some of these behaviours through bystander strategies. So actually challenging some of the language that's being used, and, you know, and actually supporting the victims. And I think that's particularly important in for the LGBTI and our queer students, because that's known to be an area of problem.
Definitely. I think that's where respect comes back. Just use language that is respectful and inclusive of everybody. So why does Latrobe Uni think it is important to consider queer students specifically when developing these projects that they do have here?
Well, first of all, we've got a large community of LGBTI and queer students, and we've been known for a long time. I've officially support counsellor. We have our queer chat group. We also have our ally network. But I think more important than that is the research that's showing up in the fact that a lot of LGBTI and queer, you know, students are in younger age groups are feeling very marginalised and isolated. So the more we can do to actually support those students and make them feel part of this community and provide, you know, support and good policies to tackle inappropriate behaviour, etc., will actually you know, help them to be.
Definitely. I think Latrobe does such a great job of doing that, and having Pride Week here is such an amazing thing that you guys are doing. Do you know if any other Australian unis are doing the same thing that Latrobe does?
Not specifically around you know, a respect, but I think they certainly have a lot of equity and diversity, you know, programs running, and probably some bystander action, but not maybe quite the same, if you know what I mean.
So yeah, definitely. And so, Corinne, I've got you here. You're the Deputy Director of Diversity and Inclusion here at Latrobe. So what's your project about and why is it being developed?
One of my projects I'm working on at the moment is actually looking at violence on campus. And it was triggered through a documentary that came out last year in the United States called The Hunting Ground. And it was released in Australia on the 22nd of February. And so we've been showing some event screenings here, which looks at the issue of violence and how that's often linked to issues of things such as identity and gender status and a whole range of issues associated with it. So Project Unified is the term that we're using for it. And it's actually about creating a community for students and staff where people feel safe. And we can actually show that we care for the people who are on our campus.
Yeah, most definitely. And how does that relate to queer students specifically?
I think queer students specifically are a group of people that are often reluctant to report incidents of violence. If you look at the prevalence of violence across the community, it's quite harrowing in terms of the numbers of people that actually do report. And in a recent survey that came out at the beginning of this year by the National Union of Students, only about 5% of people reported sexual violence to police or to university. So they're low numbers anyway. And what we tend to find is that queer students are even more reluctant to report some of these cases, often because of some of the gender issues that are involved, and also because for some people the judgment is that you're often a community that is a minority community as is, and if you start talking about some of the negative elements of that, then you're tarring yourselves in that way too. So there's sometimes a reluctance on that side of things as well. So we're trying to encourage a community where anyone feels safe to report and to seek support, because it's not all about reporting, it's actually about seeking support. And that's what we want to do here at university, is create an environment where there are multiple ways that our staff and students can actually seek support if they're affected by violence.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, as I said, La Trobe does such a great job of doing that here. And you guys are doing such an amazing job here at La Trobe as a whole, and also down here at LTU Pride Week. So this year's theme is Pride, for Pride, is Mind Your Language. Do you think language is relevant to the project that you're developing?
Absolutely. So I used to work at the Australian Defence Force. So I was there for 2.5 years and worked there another year and a half. And it was around a time when we had a lot of sex scandals and cultural issues that were coming out. And if you actually look at the prevalence of violence that was reported at that time, it's mostly about transmission of images and transmission of emails and the violence associated with that form of communication. And we all know that, you know, things such as trolling and social media can have lead to physical impacts on people, so not only self-harm but also people killing themselves. So words are incredibly powerful in terms of some of the negative ramifications, but I think we also need to be mindful that they're incredibly positive as well. So it's how do we actually harness that positivity through things such as the Respect campaign to try to have a bit of a cultural shift in the way we look at violence, and also try to deal with the negative implications of things such as social media.
I think, you know, we don't realise how powerful language can be, and that is when respect comes down to it. You just really need to be aware of what you are saying, especially with social media these days and emails and the access that people have to information and the way that we are all communicating with each other, whether that's over text message, social media, face-to-face conversations. And when it is social media, that stuff is there forever.
Yeah.
I don't think people remember that when they are writing things, that you do need to be respectful, but also that can come back on you later in life, especially when you are a young, you know, high school or primary school student that is on social media and you're not really understanding the effects that your language can have later in life. Those things can come back to you, and you just really need to be mindful of being respectful in what you are saying and what you are writing.
Yeah, and I think too that communication is a powerful tool for change. So what I mean by that is that it's about articulating what it is you want. So in terms of a respectful relationship, using words to actually say the things you do want and the things you don't want, it's really critical in maintaining that respectful relationship between people. I think that's something that many people are reluctant to do. So I think that while we can look at, as I said, the negative implications of it, we can also look at the fact that language can be incredibly positive in terms of reinforcing good behaviours, but also in communicating what it is we want as an individual and what we'll accept in the way we are treated as an individual.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for coming and having a chat with me, guys. I've got Lil Kennedy and Corinne Manning down here with me at LTU Pride Week for La Trobe Uni. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Coming up now, we've got Melanie C. Think about it. You're on Joy 94.9 for LTU Pride Week.
This is Joy 94.9, live from the LTU Pride Festival, La Trobe University, Bundoora.
Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs, in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
You're here with Joy 94.9 at LTU Pride Week. You've got Grace and Jace here. That was so much love to give freeloaders the real thing. As you can hear in the background, we've got the LTU Choral Society, also known as La Tux. As you can hear, singing an amazing version of It's Raining Men.
I know, I'm thinking we've got a bit of a sun shower here because the sun is beaming down on us and it's beautiful, but it is Raining Men, Grace. It's Raining Men at La Trobe.
It most definitely is, but it is very sunny now. Our shade has gone, so I might need to put on some sunscreen, slip, slop, slap.
We have a huge hour coming up from La Trobe University Pride. And look, as I said earlier on, Grace, it is the 6th year that we've been here. We really appreciate the support of La Trobe that they bring to Joy 94.9 as a sponsor. It's been for 6 years now, and we just absolutely love coming down here. And hey, Grace, if any other universities are listening and would like Joy to be a part of their Pride Week, guess what? They could do the same thing as well.
And how would they do that, Jay?
Well, they could contact Mike and Declan in the sponsorship team. You can email sales@joy.org.au or, of course, give us a call, 1300-JOY-949, which, of course, is 1300-569-949.
And definitely do give us a call, other universities, if you are out there listening, because it is something that we would love to hear from you. And coming down to La Trobe, and this is my first time, but it is such an amazing day down here. If you are at La Trobe today, definitely come and say hi to us here at Joy. We've got some amazing T-shirts to give away.
We've got everything on our table. We're giving it all away. You'll find us in between the Agora Theatre and also the library. We're right in the middle of the grassy knoll. It is a big place, isn't it? It's a very big university.
It's a huge
I've gotten lost every hour, like on cue. But it's a great little location we've got here. And look, we've already had so many people come up and say, "What's Joy about? Like, what is this? How do I get involved?" And that's just fantastic. It's really great that we've got an opportunity to do that because, you know, as we always say, we're about connecting with the community at Joy.
We are definitely about connecting with the community, and we are connecting here today at LTU Pride Week, coming live from La Trobe Uni in Bundoora for you. Stick around, guys. We've got some huge interviews coming up. But first, it's Show Me Love, Robin Schultz and Judge. You're on Joy 94.9, LTU Pride Week.
There's a notebook on the table you can see.
Joy 94.9 at La Trobe Uni for LTU Pride Week. Before we had Show Me Love, Robin Schultz and Judge, I've got the queer peers here with me, George and Betty. Hey guys, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for coming down and having a chat with us. Are you just able to explain your role for us and our listeners as what a queer peer is and what it is that you guys do?
Well, we co-facilitate queer chat. So we basically act as mentors for students on campus who are questioning their sexual identity or questioning their gender identity, and basically just help them along the process and make them feel welcome on campus.
Beautiful. And is this your first year at the LTU Pride Week for both of you?
No, this is not my first year. I've been at La Trobe for a very long time, so I've witnessed very many of Pride. Yeah.
This year is the same theme. So this year's theme is Mind Your Language. What is your take on why the organisers have gone with that exact same theme as last year again?
Well, it's something that we always need to be working on, and it's when you're working in the university sector and trying to get change and trying to change a culture, it takes a long time, and we're always trying to implement new things along the same lines of creating more respect at La Trobe.
Definitely, and I think language is such a huge part of, you know, our day-to-day life and how we are using it, especially at university when you are communicating with a lot of different people from a lot of different age groups and a lot of different, you know, backgrounds, LGBTI people. It is very mindful to be thinking about what language you are using with each other. Why do you think Pride, though, is such an important event for La Trobe Uni?
Well, first and foremost, we have such a diverse student base that it is important that students that traditionally feel ostracised or marginalised in the heteronormative community actually feel that they're being celebrated and that their identity is being celebrated on campus. So in many cases, this is an opportunity for people to feel comfortable on campus and actually feel free to be who they are on campus as well. So that's why it's important.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And how would one find the queer peers? Like, how do we get in contact with you guys or find out about where you guys are based and what you are doing at the university?
So we are based we're based in the counselling department. So through the counselling department or through the student union's queer department. So there's a queer collective on campus, there's a queer room on campus. It's just getting in contact with the face-to-face officers or us on campus, because we're always around, is probably the best way.
And do you guys collaborate with the queer officers?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we work quite closely with the queer department as well. To run
George actually used to be one of the queer officers last year in the LTSU. So
you're a queer peer.
Yeah, I just can't get enough of it.
No, definitely. I can't imagine what that's like for you guys. Are you able to tell us what some of your projects for 2016 are? Like, what do you guys have planned this year?
Yeah.
Well, for the last 4 years, I think it's been, the counselling department and the queer department have been pushing to get gender-neutral bathrooms at La Trobe. So hopefully this year, if everything works well and people in senior management are nice to us, we'll be getting more gender-neutral bathrooms throughout the university.
Yeah, one step that we're really trying to focus on this year is about signage. Unfortunately, there's not that much signage when it comes to gender-neutral bathrooms, so there are queer students on campus that just don't know where to go, and it's really unfortunate, and all it is a couple of signs popped up on a couple of toilet doors. So that's our main focus for now. We're also trying to focus on fostering a sense of respect about pronouns and language, and respecting people's choice of identity. So not choice of identity, choice of pronouns. So yeah.
Which is a huge theme. This is what the theme for LTU Pride Week is this year, is Mind Your Language. So it definitely is about the pronouns that you are using and just respecting people about what they identify and how they like to be, you know, spoken to and identified exactly. And are there gender-neutral toilets here already?
There are gender-neutral toilets, for sure. The issue, the main issue that we're trying to get through now is the signage of gender-neutral toilets. Obviously, we'd like to see more gender-neutral toilets on campus because it's few and far between. But the first step is getting those signs out there, actually making people aware of the fact that they are for use at university, instead of people holding themselves until they get home or to a place they feel comfortable going to. So,
is there currently a platform to find out where these gender-neutral toilets are on campus?
Yes. So the queer department, in conjunction with the counselling, the queer department within the counselling department, have actually gone around the entire university and mapped out where gender-neutral bathrooms are.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming and having a chat with us, guys. We've got George and Betty here from the Queer Peers. Thanks, guys. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Coming up now, though, we've got Stay, Kygo and Maddie Noyes. You're on Joy 94.9, live from La Trobe Uni for LTU Pride Week. You're with Grace. Thought I could leave you, 'cause I feel my heart. 4.9 here with Grace and Jace. We've got Laura with us. That was Keep Talking Cyrus. We're live from LTU Pride Week here at La Trobe Uni. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
So you're from the uni's the Choral Society, the chorus?
Yeah, so I'm from the Choral Society, and we're the choir on campus. So we're all about getting together, having some fun with new people and doing something a little bit musical as well.
I did just hear you guys sing. You sounded very well trained. So how did the chorus start? What's the inception of the chorus? Where did it all begin?
So there was a choir here at La Trobe in the 1960s, but it sort of disappeared and no one sort of knew where it went. And then in 2010, the same year Joy started coming to Pride, the choir came up again, and we've been going pretty strong ever since and doing Pride every year.
Isn't it amazing that we look younger after 6 years? It's incredible.
I know, I just get younger and younger every year.
Do you see your involvement as something that adds, like your involvement in the chorus, do you see something that is something that adds to your experience of uni life, or is it just another thing that you have to do in another way that you don't get sleep at night?
No, I absolutely love being part of the choir. It's a fantastic way to be social at uni and all that kind of thing. It's also a great musical outlet. So, you know, whenever you get stressed or tired, it's a great thing to do, to come along and have a bit of a sing, chill with some friends. You know, there's endless studies that show the benefits of singing and choral singing specifically. So it's a fantastic thing to come along and do, and it's a great way to relax.
So how often do you guys meet? Is it weekly?
Yeah, so we meet once a week at 6:30 on Wednesday night. We're non-auditioned. Everyone is welcome to come along. You never have to get up and sing on your own if you don't want to. It's all about just coming along and having some fun.
And if you wanted to become a new member, how would you go about doing that? Is it something where you have a particular time of year where you can enroll as a new member?
We take new members all the time. So whenever it suits you to come along, give us a try and see what you think. We're more than happy for you to come along. If you check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/LaTux, that's LATUCS, and you can message our page there, ask us any questions. But yeah, there's no particular time that you have to come along, you just can come along whenever.
Laura, do you have a particular moment, a particular memory that you treasure as your fondest of the chorus?
When I started at La Trobe, I was one of the only people from my school to actually come to La Trobe. So I had knew no one when I got here. And that was a really, really scary thing for me. I'd been at the same school from prep to year 12, so never had had to meet new people.
Fair effort.
And the first time I went to, I'd always sung in choir at school, so I thought, oh, I'll give it a go. And the first time I came to choir, everyone was just so welcoming and I felt so comfortable, and it just has helped my whole integration into uni. And now I'm overly involved in it. I'm the president this year. I'm all about trying to get other people to experience that same thing that I did and really find that safe place that they can chill. It's a great way to meet people who are at different year levels who can help you out with uni.
So it seems that La Trobe University in particular have a really good mix of having some groups that you can go to discuss your problems, your concerns,
absolutely,
understand your sexuality,
yeah,
and that nitty-gritty stuff that you really need support with when you're first coming out or exploring your sexuality. But at the same time, you've got some really fun groups to be a part of as well.
Absolutely. So it's a fun way to sort of, we're queer-friendly, everyone is welcome. You know, you can pick whichever part you want to sing. It's all about just coming along and having some fun and feeling safe and comfortable.
Do you guys choose different songs every week, or is it something where you're doing, you work on one particular song or a few songs and then you switch over during semester breaks, or?
So we usually aim towards performances. So for the first couple of weeks of semester, we've been building up to this performance. So we picked three songs that we wanted to do: Happy Together, Respect, and It's Raining Men. And we've been doing those for the last couple of weeks to get them up to scratch to have a really good performance here today. And we'll be starting some new music tomorrow night at our rehearsal, and we'll work towards another performance. And then usually we try and have our performances 2 or 3 weeks before the end of semester so they don't interfere with people's exam study and things too much.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us today on Joy 94.9 live from La Trobe University Pride, and it definitely paid off all the hard work you put into your performance today. Thank you very much. I'm sure everyone here will agree. Look, before we go to the next bit of our broadcast, I just want to remind everyone here at La Trobe that we have a stack of free stuff to give away today. So if you'd like a singlet, a Joy singlet, or a t-shirt, make sure you come down, say hi to the team, grab what you want. We've got some little knickknacks and badges and things, but we'd love to have a chat to you about what we do at Joy and how you can get involved. And yeah, do come up and say hi. This is Joy 94.9 live from La Trobe University Pride.
You're on Joy 94.9 here with Grace live from La Trobe Uni for LTU Pride Week. As you can hear in the background, we've got some amazing bagpipers making some noise for us here down at La Trobe Uni. If you are at La Trobe Uni today, definitely come down and say hi to us. Jason and I are here with Josh and Alice and Betty. We don't bite, and we have some great t-shirts to give away as well as some other little fun stuff. So we are at the Agora Theatre. So if you are at La Trobe, come and say hi to us. Coming up, we've got some interviews. We're going to be interviewing the queer officers, Jay.
I will actually be having a chat to the queer peers, and Jason's one of the queer peers, and he'll be coming up in a few minutes.
Perfect. Coming up now, though, we've got Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. You're live from La Trobe for Joy 94.9, LTU Pride Week. That was Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. You're on Joy 94.9 live from La Trobe Uni today here in Bundoora for LTU Pride Week. You're with Grace. I've got with me from the Society of Music, Anthony and Chris. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, pretty well.
Thanks for joining us here today. Are you just able to tell me a little bit about what the Society of Music actually is and what you guys do?
Yeah, so we're just a society where we just sit around and we jam and we just have fun and just play our instruments.
That's the kind of society that I like, when you're just jamming, having a bit of fun. So, Anthony, you're yet to perform today, though, for those in attendance. What time are you performing?
Women to perform at about 1 o'clock.
So how are the butterflies going?
They're all right. They're starting to creep up on me now.
Yeah, and have you done other performances before here at Pride Week or at La Trobe?
Not at Pride Week, but last year, mid-semester two, we did a concert with the Pipe Band and the Choral Society, and that... it went pretty well, yeah.
Amazing. So, looking forward to that. So, it's coming up at 1, is it?
Yep, yep.
Right here at the Agora?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, so if you are here at La Trobe, guys, definitely come down and check these guys out. When did you guys get involved with the Society of Music, and what prompted you to get involved with them?
So, I got involved in my first year. I was a music nerd back in high school, and then I came here and found that it was nothing really musical as far as the faculty was concerned. And so I went out to Clubs Day and they happened to be there, and I just went, hey, I play saxophone. And they said, great, we need a saxophonist. So that was 2 years ago now. And then the year after, I had the chance to be the prez, and that was really exciting. I got to organise a bunch of different concerts and stuff, and then the year after, it's this guy.
And how did you get involved?
Well, Chris kept bugging me, because like I started playing guitar, but you know, I didn't think I was good enough, and then you know, he kept bugging me, and so I kind of joined, and then you know, kind of just escalated from there.
And do you have such a big membership in as part of the Society of Music? Is it quite a big group?
Compared to what it was, like, when I joined, we were 8 to 10 people playing in the band room, which has effectively the same space as maybe 3 of these tables.
It's not very big at all.
Yeah, but now we've, like, just gone gangbusters, and we've got, I'd say, 25, 27
yeah,
people.
Yeah, 25 people, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nice, you guys have expanded. If people wanted to be involved, though, how would they become involved with the Society of Music?
So we've got a Facebook group, the La Trobe University Society of Music, that people should join. we've also got a stall out here if people wanted to sign up. We every Tuesday we're in the Rod Joyce room in the Eagle Bar, and if people wanted to come in and just play, then that'd be awesome.
And is it something where you need to be able to already play an instrument?
We'd hope that people have like basic skills, but you know, it doesn't matter if you know you think you're not very good at it. Like, there's tons of people that are more than willing to help people out if they need it.
Mm. On top of that, I mean, you know, I know a bunch of people who can't really play anything, but they're super keen for like concerts and music in general. So I mean, yeah, people that would want to keep up to date with all the concerts and all of the gigs that we're doing, I think it would be great to join just on the basis of, you know, oh hey, what's happening? Yeah.
And I imagine you offer the triangle or the tambourine, so if people like myself want to come down, I do have an instrument I can play.
So we actually do have a triangle just over there, and we have tambourines put away for when we don't have drum kits.
So when people like myself cannot play an instrument, we can definitely come down and still be part of the society.
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
certainly.
Definitely.
You always need a triangle player.
Oh, yeah.
So how does being part of the Society of Music enhance your uni life? Is it something where it is quite busy to be involved with that when it is coming up to exams?
Not at all. It's because we meet twice a week after class, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's just you go in, you have fun, make friends, and then after it's over, you don't have to worry. It's just great fun.
Yeah, like every week, you know, we have two separate rehearsals, one on a Tuesday and one on a Thursday, and then both times, you know, you meet the people who can come and the people who can come both times. And you just make this huge friend base with a bunch of people who share the same interests and are generally really cool.
And you guys do have a stall down here today.
Yep. Yep.
At the LTU Pride Week down, just in between the library and the Agora Theatre. So if anyone is interested in signing up for the Society of Music or having a chat with the boys, definitely come down, guys. They do have a stall here. Joy also has a stall, so come down and grab yourself a free T-shirt as well as some other great freebies we have here. Thanks so much for coming and having a chat, guys.
It's a pleasure. It's been awesome.
Well, thank you. You're at Joy 94.9 LTU Pride Week here at La Trobe.
This is Joy 94.9, live from the LTU Pride Festival, La Trobe University, Bundoora.
Proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs, in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the LA Program.
Joy 94.9, coming down to you live from La Trobe University, Pride Day, having a fantastic day out here in the sun. And of course, that was Say You Do, a nice little old remake there of Mariah's 1996 hit, Always Be My Baby. That gets me a little bit excited. We have got some great things coming up. There's a performance that's happening here all day long until 2 o'clock. We're having a great time. Now, if you are here in the vicinity, we want you to come down and say hi to us here at the Joy broadcast tables. And we've got some free T-shirts that we're giving away. We've got little rhinos dinging along. We've got badges. We've got shoelaces, big colourful shoelaces, a whole heap of stuff for free. So make sure you come down to us here at Joy and get some good old free stuff, because we all like free stuff. Got some more interviews coming along. We've got music from Demi Lovato and The Vamps and a local boy, Jason Singh, on Joy 94.9.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world.
9, you're here at La Trobe Uni live from La Trobe for LT. You Pride Week. That was Light and Sound, Luke Million. You're with Grace here, and I'm joined by Jason and James from Queer Chat. Are one of you able to tell me exactly what Queer Chat is for our listeners here today?
Queer Chat is a group of young queer people to get together and talk about their idea of themselves and like how they feel regarding their sexuality, and just meet other people and realize that it's like okay to be themselves.
And how long have you been involved with Queer Chat for?
I've been in the Queer Chat since June last year. Yeah.
So just a been, little bit. Yeah. And this is your first LTU Pride Week?
This is actually my second, and I've only been involved with Queer Chat for the past 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Okay, so brand new.
Yeah.
And you're enjoying it?
Oh, I'm absolutely loving it. It's a chance to actually meet other queer people in a kind of safe, inclusive environment. Making friends has always been tricky for me, so...
And that's what has prompted you to go along to Queer Chat?
Yeah, a desire to actually meet people.
Yeah.
And as folk in the LGBTI community, we often grow up feeling a little bit out of place or a little bit off the norm. Has Queer Chat helped restore some of that balance for you? Do you feel a bit more sure of yourself, like you have that open environment here at La Trobe now because of Queer Chat?
Yes, we do. It's definitely a contributing factor. I mean, we can meet queer people on campus that have been in a really safe place, and we don't have to worry about not being accepted or, you know, just being rejected. So it's like a good place for us to just talk to other people about the same things that you're going through or they're going through and really come to terms with it.
Exactly. And how, if one wanted to speak with Queer Chat or get involved with Queer Chat, how would they go about doing that?
Well, your best person to talk to would be Devorah, who's the queer counsellor here at La Trobe, and her details are all on the La Trobe University website. That would be a great entry point. And Queer Chat runs on Wednesdays from 1 till 2 over in... Probolis East.
At the counselling service.
Yeah. So really just come along. And I know it can be daunting. I mean, certainly for me, the first time I went, I was a little hesitant. But just come in and it's a great environment. You don't have to speak at all if you don't want to. Or you can be as loud and verbose as you need to be. It's a... Yeah. I would highly recommend it to any queer students who feel... They want
everyone is welcome. Definitely. And once you went through those doors, though, with the people that are there, and Devorah, she's so warm and friendly, was your mind put at ease? Did you feel such that welcoming, you know, accepting environment as soon as you went along to Queer Chat?
It is a very welcoming environment. The first time when you walk in, you're kind of intimidated because if you don't know anyone or if you're just very new to it, you're not sure what to expect. And then everyone just, then you just kind of fit in. And I think that's the best thing about it.
And how many people are actually involved with Queer Chat? How many people are in Queer Chat?
Numbers were never my strong suit.
Oh, are we talking like
it depends.
People?
It depends on who wants to come. So we can have around anywhere between 7 to 9 people on an average Queer Chat day.
Okay, so they are small. They're small groups. Where you feel, you know, you're not as intimidated. You don't have as this bigger group walking in.
Yeah, it's
in.
Not a stadium full of people.
No.
Yeah.
And from being involved with Queer Chat, do you both feel that you've grown? It's helped you grow? I know you're brand new as to Queer Chat, but is it helping you grow?
I found so, definitely. Having, and I know it seems almost cliche, but that proof that you're not alone. I mean, logically, we know there is more queer people in the world, but actually meeting people where queerness isn't an unknowable quantity in a conversation. You don't have to worry about outing yourself or worrying about how people could react. So it's helped me, yeah, come out of my shell.
Yeah, normally, like, the people you would talk to would be your closest friends. And at Queer Chat, you have, like, these other people who, like, have experienced the same problems you have, and you're able to talk to them on the same level about it. And it's very good to be able to be open and safe around them.
So it's helping you bond with other students that are queer that you may not have known are queer. And it's helping you build those relationships where, you know, you might otherwise not have had that platform to do
it's
that.
It's an invaluable tool to build those kinds of relationships.
Definitely. I think La Trobe Uni does such a good job of having that open environment with Queer Chat and all the things that they are doing, especially with LTU Pride Week as well today.
Fantastic.
One thing they're trying to do on campus is actually trying to get more gender neutral bathrooms so everyone can like just go to the bathroom in safe and feel safe there.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully, I know that we were talking to the queer officers and they were saying that they do have a few here, but it's just not enough.
Oh, of course not.
And the signage, you know, you wouldn't know where to find one if you did want to find one anyway.
You're exactly right.
So hopefully La Trobe is getting on board with that and we are, you know, helping to make more gender-neutral toilets so people can go to the bathroom and don't have to feel, you know, segregated. Yeah. And how did you guys learn about Queer Chat? Is it something that a friend introduced you to Queer Chat?
Yeah, I actually heard about it from a friend. And nowadays, whenever I meet someone new and who confide that they're queer to me, I just point them straight to Queer Chat.
And do you think Queer Chat has helped with coming out or feeling more, you know, at ease being at university? Is that something that Queer Chat, you know, has assisted you with?
I think a big part of university is the social
component of it?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I think it's all social. Do we really go to that many classes?
Well, people might be listening. Yeah. We've got to be careful.
Teachers, we do attend, we swear.
Yeah. And making those friends, those kind of really strong bonds, makes the entire experience better. It makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah, you spend so much of your time here. You really want university to be that comfortable, easy environment where you can be yourself and you do have those friends that are so like-minded.
Yeah. There are plenty of things to worry about on campus, assignments and deadlines and things like that.
And then you have this group of people you don't really have to come out to.
Yeah, it's not something that you're having to think about constantly. You can just be yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly, which is such an amazing thing that Latrobe is doing. So thank you for coming and having a chat with me, guys. We are here with the Queer Chat at Latrobe Uni, live from Latrobe for LTU Pride Week. For Joy 94.9, you've been with Grace.
This is Jace and Grace on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Latrobe University Pride. And we are in the middle of the grassy knoll, having a great time in the sun. We're about 23 degrees in Melbourne, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Lots of beautiful people around Latrobe today, and we are speaking to yet another beautiful person. We have Gabe, who is a queer officer. How are you going, Gabe?
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about the role of a queer officer?
Yeah, so basically here on campus, we are responsible for representation of the queer community on campus. We also do a lot of advocating, and we're responsible for bringing everybody together as a community and creating lots of events on and off campus.
So there you go. You have a little something in common with Joy. We all bring people together.
We definitely do, Jace. So, Gabe, why is Pride such an important event for the queer officers and for Latrobe Uni?
Basically, Pride is the one time of year on campus where everyone can come out, they can participate, they can chalk up the school, hang up their rainbow flags, and be proud to be part of such a great community. And also, we find that it brings in new people. It represents people that may not be out on campus, but can find their community and resources that they need to require.
Is this your first Pride event, or have you been to a few before?
I've been to the last two on campus, but this is the first Pride event that I have actually, as queer officer, been a part of the organization.
So you've gone from quiet observer to full on in full swing.
Yeah.
Last year's Pride, the theme for Pride last year was mind your language, and they've stuck with it again this year, which is a little bit different. And I think the organizers couldn't stress more that it's so important to get that message through about people thinking about the language they use within the grounds, outside of uni. Why do you think that they've gone with the same theme again this year? Why do you think it's important?
I think it's because it's become quite apparent, not just in the media, but also on campuses, that we are born and raised in a heteronormative society where language is taken for granted in a lot of ways. And it's really important to get people speaking and thinking about the types of language that they use to express themselves and how to express themselves in a way that doesn't harm other people or make people go further into the closet, so to speak.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel when you're in the grounds and you hear someone use an awful word like, you know, faggots or gay in a derogatory way?
I find that maybe it's because I'm queer officer and it's much easier, but I find that, especially in the last 4 months, I find it really empowering to actually confront people in a very nice and respectful manner, because it's really important to point those things out to people.
And when someone does hear that kind of language, Grace, right, like, it can be something that keeps you a bit more closeted for a bit longer, isn't it? Because you hear,
definitely,
when you're starting to get a bit more comfortable, all of a sudden someone says the gay word in a derogatory way, and then you go, oh, okay, I was comfortable, but clearly you're not.
Yeah, definitely, and it is something that, you know, we do need to be mindful of and respectful with the language that we are using. Do you think, Gabe, that it is getting better, though?
Absolutely. I think it is. You know, recently I've had a few moments of pointing out the word, for example, retarded to people and how that can be problematic.
It's terrible, yeah.
And most of the time people just go, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. And, you know, that's it.
And I think people, you know, they aren't aware exactly. You know, someone might not be out, so they're not sure when they are using this derogatory language that they may be offending, you know, their best friend, for example, or a family member.
Absolutely. It's something that you never know if somebody has personal matters in their life, family member that may be affected and vicariously or indirectly affect them.
So it's something obviously very important to think about today if you're down here at Pride and you don't necessarily identify as part of the LGBTI community, but remember the person that's in the grounds who's struggling with their sexuality, a bit unsure about themselves, that they may hear the word gay used in a derogatory way. It's not fun, it's very hurtful, and it can often make someone feel quite lousy for a good period of time. So let's think about that language, let's mind our language, and remember what it's like for the person that has to hear those words used in that particular way, which is not fun.
No, definitely not. And what projects are the Queer Officers working on this year at the moment, Gabe?
We actually have our hands quite full this year, which is amazing. The last 2 years, the previous Queer Officers have been advocating for gender-neutral toilets on campus, and this year is no different. I actually had a meeting with the Vice Chancellor John Dua, and this is the first year that it's really coming to fruition on campus. And that's our major project for this year, but we're doing lots of other fun and exciting events. You know, going to paint our queer lounge, and we're going to have a Trans Awareness Day tomorrow as well.
Great.
So we've got a lot coming up in the next couple of weeks.
So you have this queer lounge. That's where everyone can go?
Absolutely. It's in the Union Hall, just through the Mesa Lounge. You can't miss it. It's got a giant rainbow on the door. And we have lots of things in there as well. We often have, you know, some picnics in there, and a clothing drive actually in the corner of the room. So it's a safe place for anyone and everyone to just go to and be themselves and find a community.
And so, Gabe, does someone have to identify as queer of the community to be in that space, or can they be queer friendly or a supporter or want to learn more so they can help a friend?
They can definitely be an ally.
Great.
There's lots of other great services on campus for finding information on that, such as the Counseling Center and the Queer Officers up in the Agora, second floor of the Agora. But absolutely, it's welcome to anyone who needs or can provide a safe space for others.
So if you wanted to be a queer officer, how would you get involved with doing that?
towards the end of the year, the elections start towards the end of the year, and it's mostly about just putting up your hand forward. You wanna run with a particular group. Maybe there's a couple different factions on campus. They have different ideas about how to go with it, so you can represent them and get on a ticket and run for queer officer and get elected by the student body.
Excellent. Well, Gabe, thank you so much for joining us on Joy 94.9 today, and it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here as part of Latrobe University Pride. We're going to go to a track, and we're going to hear from My Sunshine, Mashton Kutcher, on Joy 94.9.
I am joined by Leslie and Chloe from the Latrobe Beauty Pride Band. Hi, girls. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So I did hear you guys before performing. How did you think you went?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, pretty good.
Made a couple of mistakes, but amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. So how long have you guys been involved in the Pipe Band?
So this is my fourth year with the band. Yeah, just starting. Starting my fourth year.
Yeah, my third year.
Yeah.
So a while. Is this your, so this would be your third and fourth LTU Pride Week as well?
No, we couldn't make it to Pride Week last year because we had other commitments, but we were really pumped to be able to make it this year. Great. So this is our first performance with Pride.
Oh, amazing. This is my first Pride as well. So.
Oh, cool.
Have you seen the group though change and develop over the years though that you have been with them?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, we have. We've gathered when I started a couple of years ago, we just sort of started with a couple of members, and over the past 2 years, we're slowly getting a big member base and people coming in and being interested in the band, which is really good.
So how many are there involved in the Pipe Band?
So active members that come to practice and, you know, play, do performances and things like this, we maybe have probably about 10, 15.
Yeah. Yeah, and then some people just like come in and come out whenever they want.
Yeah. We're a pretty casual band. People come and go, yeah.
And do you do other performances throughout the year?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Just like whenever there's events on, we'll just do a couple of songs around here. Or we did a concert with the Music Society.
Yeah, we did it. Put on a concert with them last year, which was fantastic. We get invited to Orientation Week, so we do performances during Orientation Week and that sort of thing, which is great. Open day. Yeah.
Union events and stuff.
Is it something that you meet weekly, though, to practice and, you know, keep those airways?
Every Thursday.
Yep, every Thursday, 4:30, we're in the airport lounge and we practice and, yeah, get together as a band and practice our tunes.
Get to make some noise.
Oh, yeah.
You are pretty loud.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to be involved with the pipe band, is that something that they would come along on a Thursday
afternoon? Definitely.
Yep.
Can they find you guys online or at the uni website?
Yep, so we're on the LTSU website, student website, and we also have a Facebook page for people who are interested. Just Latrobe University Pipe Band.
Yeah.
Or they can email us. Now email address is on the LTSU website.
So being involved for 4 years and 3 years respectively, do you have any really memorable performances or anything that stands out where you may have made a mistake or had a really amazing performance?
Oh, yeah, probably the concert with the Music Society. That was probably our best one. I think the first song, though, my drones were playing up and I didn't cut out in time, and that was embarrassing. And then Leslie's dad blamed it on her.
Yeah, it was like for that one. Yeah, but it was such a great atmosphere.
Yeah,
the concert. You know, it was all everyone was dressed up, everyone was performing, and it was just fantastic. Yeah.
Yes, you do wear. Do you have costumes that you wear?
Yep. Yeah, we do.
Uniforms.
Yep.
Yeah, you are wearing the traditional uniform today. Yeah. Oh, you must be boiling though in that.
It is so hot.
It wasn't as hot as orientation week.
Mm, 30 was, degrees.
Yeah, standing out in the sun in winter clothes.
And using a lot of, you know, energy.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So how can we find out more? Would be going on the website the best way?
Yeah.
If you want to be involved?
Yeah, yep. We're also over there with the
Oh, so you are here.
Society.
You have a stand here today.
Yeah, we're supposed to have our own table.
Perfect. So, if anyone is here down at La Trobe today, come in and have a chat down at the Agora Theatre right in between the library on the grassy knoll. And the girls here from the Pipe Band will be able to tell you a little bit more about what they do and
involve
you if you'd like to get down. Do you need to know how to play the bagpipes?
Not at all. No.
Neither of us knew how to play.
Yeah, both of us started as complete beginners.
Yeah.
So. And why the bagpipes?
Because they're so cool.
Yeah. They are. Just went, I want to do that.
And I think if you are learning an instrument, you really want to go with something that makes a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Especially if you have horrible neighbours.
It's great.
Well, thank you so much for coming down and having a chat with us today. We're Joy 94.9 live from La Trobe Uni for LTU Pride Week. We've got Colette Carr Playhouse coming up for you now.
Joy 94.9, we are down here and wrapping up at La Trobe University in Bundoora. It's been an amazing Pride Day. We've had so much fun, haven't we, Grace?
I definitely have, and it's all over. I'm really sad now.
I know, it's coming to a close, but we've had an absolute fantastic time. Earlier on we heard from Colette Carr with Playhouse, and it's just really lifted the vibe here in the last...
It definitely has, and I just want to say a big thanks to all who have been part of our broadcast today. Thank you to La Trobe Unified Band, the chorus, the Society of Music. Thank you to the Glows, to George, Betty and the crew at Queer Peas, the La Trobe Queer Officers, Dr. Corinne Manning, Lil Kennedy, to all the crew at Queer Chat Help, the team at Switchboard, and my joysters here, you Jays. Thank you so much for helping me, and Josh, Alice, Betty, and everyone back at the Joy Studios that have been a huge help with us today. Big thank you to Deborah at La Trobe Queer Counselling Service for welcoming us back here each year. We have been here for 6 years running. We look forward to another 60 years here at La Trobe University. And especially a thank you to all the students who have been down with us here today. Thank you for coming to visit. Thank you for letting us interview you. Thank you just for supporting Joy.
Yes, also a big thank you to Gary back in the office as well. Look, we're going to go out with some Blondie now. All cried out. Thank you to everyone involved. And we'll be back here again next year. You are on Joy 94.9 going out from La Trobe in Bundoora.
When you wake up, there'll be no sound. No one left to kiss when you turn around. I leave my heartbreak in the dark cold of your bed with every tear I shed. Cause boy, I'm gonna cry out over you, over you. Boy, I'm gonna cry out. Burning up, burning up, burning all my tears away.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.